A Kelowna man who was convicted of assaulting a peace officer and maiming a law enforcement animal will be released from prison after a sentence of time served. Fernando Verde appeared virtually in Kelowna Provincial Court on Tuesday, September 9, where he was charged with assaulting a police officer with a weapon, willfully maiming a law enforcement animal, willfully resisting or obstructing a peace officer, theft of $5,000 or under from a 2020 incident. A 2023 separate assault with a weapon charge was also folded into Verde's sentencing. Judge David Ruse sentenced Verde to time served, 269 days. He will be released today, September 9. On August 1, 2020, Kelowna RCMP officers were pursuing a report of a stolen e-bike when Verde was spotted riding a bike matching its description along the Okanagan Rail Trail. Const. Reginald Sahay and his police service dog Ice were positioned on Kelowna's rail trail as Verde was approaching. Despite telling Verde to stop, he barreled into both Sahay and Ice, with all three falling over. At this point, Sahay attempted to put handcuffs on Verde, but was pushed away by Verde, who was attempting to flee. Ice then bit Verde in the leg, as instructed in his police training. The injuries from the bite were significant for Verde, as the bite severed the femoral artery, and it took emergency medical services 20 minutes to stop the bleeding. Meanwhile, in 2023, Verde was charged with assault with a weapon, as he held a knife to Barry McDonald's throat, after becoming agitated that McDonald spat at him. Upon review of CCTV footage, Verde was seen brandishing the knife after McDonald spat in the general direction of Verde. The incident happened at 11:45 a.m. on June 21, 2023. Verde has a lengthy criminal past, with offenses of property theft, assault, break and enter, obstruction of justice, breach of probation and weapons charges. Defense lawyer Michael Kennedy mentioned Verde's addiction to opiates and diagnosis of borderline personality disorder as a factor for his criminal past. His addiction to opiates seemed to coincide with the beginning of his criminal behavior in 2016, said Kennedy, mentioning that his opiate reliance began in that year because of a diagnosis for pain from a sciatic nerve injury. Since his arrest in the 2023 incident, Verde has lost his housing, and the 46-year-old told the court that he is not allowed into any of the Kelowna-based shelters. "I do not want to be on the street," said Verde. Verde will be released under a strict probation order of 2 years. Among the conditions are a no-contact order with two individuals, a 10-year weapons ban and a no-go zone of the 200 block of Bernard Avenue. Verde mentioned to the court that he will apply for housing once released.